This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Inside Story on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. It is 6:06 and welcome to Inside Story, the show where we take you behind one headline, examining it from multiple perspectives. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Today, we're going to be talking about the delay in enacting Undi 18. First up, we'll be getting the reactions from Undi 18 themselves with co-founder Kira Yusri. And then we explore the political ramifications, especially for the next GE. Ira Azhari from Ideas will be joining us for that. And finally, to wrap up, our colleagues on The Morning Run spoke to Syed Sadiq, co-founder of Muda, earlier today, and we will be re-airing that conversation. This is Inside Story. And that brings us to 6:07. So as mentioned, we're going to be talking about Undi 18, or rather the lack thereof of enacting it. And just for a little bit of background, the Election Commission has said that auto registration for 18-year-olds to vote will be delayed until after September 2020. And the reason they gave for that delay is COVID-19 and the MCO. So back in July 16th, 2019, which is now just about almost 2 years ago, Parliament unanimously passed the amendment to allow automatic voter registration, lowering the voting age to 18 and making 18 the minimum age for a Malaysian citizen to run for public office. This is after a whole movement really pushed for this and kept it in the public eye for months. And then most recently in November, de facto Law Minister Taqiyuddin Hassan said that automatic voter registration and Undi 18 were on target for implementation by July 2021, which would make it 2 years after it was passed. However, we heard today from Abdul Ghani Saleh, the chairman of the EC, who says that they are underway, the measures to implement them, but they need to look at systems development and conduct follow-up discussions with government agencies, political parties and NGOs. He also said the EC is committed to have it in place in time for GE15, which is due to happen around September 2023. And that's assuming that we max out the absolute length of this term. Based on EC records, there are 5.8 million citizens who are over 18 who are not registered. And it's estimated that around 1.2 million youths who fall into the 18 to 20 age group are going to be affected by this decision. Understandably, this has come under a hefty bit of criticism, actually. So Lim Wee Jiat, the vice president of Muda, has said that they're going to bring, or they're planning to bring, the Undi 18 postponement issue to court, and they consider this postponement as a breaching of democratic rights and goes against the constitution. We also have Kuching MP Dr. Kelvin Yee saying that the government has essentially robbed the rights of 3.8 million youths to vote in the upcoming GE, urging the youth and sports minister and his deputy to resign. Meanwhile, Khairi Jamaluddin, science, technology and innovation minister, has questioned the reasons given for the delay, saying that they are unacceptable and saying why are more discussions needed when it was previously agreed upon already by the highest level of lawmakers. So a selection of feedback there, and not necessarily all from the opposition either. However, we've also heard, as you may have seen or heard rather in our news bulletins, International Trade and Industry Minister Azmin Ali saying the next election is in 2023, it'll be done by then, who promised that this would be done by 2020 or 2021. To that, I would go back again to de facto law minister saying that it was on target for implementation, just to make the point. And we've also heard today from past President Dato' Sri Abdul Hadi Awang essentially saying that he agrees with this move because of the issue of maturity, and that the right to vote should be based more on maturity and the ability to make a good decision, and that I suppose Western standards are the reason why 18 is regarded as a time in which that's okay. So a selection of reactions, and mostly I think a sense of anger and disgruntlement coming from the people who have been pushing for this for a long time, who also see the value really in youth voting, who may not necessarily be youth themselves, but believe in the right of youth to vote. And that's what we're going to be exploring in this hour. We're going to be joined very shortly by Kira Yusri, co-founder of Undi 18, to just get some initial reactions and thoughts. But what do you think? How do you feel about the fact that Undi 18 is going to be postponed? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Build Fairer Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
It is 6:14 and you are listening to Inside Story with Lynn. The story that we are looking through today is the postponement of Undi 18. The Election Commission has said that auto registration, or rather, you know, essentially that they are on track to get this done, but only after September 2022. And this has raised concerns about whether or not youth voters will be able to participate in the next GE, or, you know, the fact that they will not be able to participate should it come before 2023. And we'd like to know what you think, what you make of this, and the reasons that have been given, which have been COVID-19 and the MCO, basically. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now on the line, Kira Yusri, co-founder of Undi 18. Kira, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me on.
So how did you feel when you saw the statement from the EC?
Frankly, I felt very, very angry and honestly very frustrated, because I feel like we've worked, you know, before the amendment was passed, we were working for 3 years into Parliament, and then after it having been passed unanimously in both houses, 2 years later, the SPR suddenly says that they're not ready. And I think that excuse that they give is unacceptable. And so, you know, as a youth activist that's been pushing for this for the past 5 years, it's extremely frustrating. And I just don't understand how they felt like the excuse they gave using COVID is absolutely justifiable to use in the situation.
And is that the reaction that you've also been hearing from the grassroots, from the community?
Yeah. So I think even without, you know, going into surveys or research, the sentiments on the ground in response to the Undi 18 bill being postponed to 2022 is incredibly negative, right? Because so many young people, right, when the thing is, when we amended the constitution 2 years ago, it's not just about giving people the right to vote, but it was about instilling hope. It was giving them optimism. It was giving them an opportunity to speak up. 2 years ago, when we amended the constitution, ever since then, you see more and more youth initiatives popping up on social media. You see more young people joining political parties. So even if the bill hasn't been implemented, you can see a wave of change has hit the country. So I think when yesterday the news came out and seeing absolutely radio silence from the EC in regards to what actually are they facing challenges and what have they been doing for the past 2 years to make this a reality, I think everyone is just really, really angry and frustrated about it.
I have a clip that I'd like to play for you and then get your reaction after. So this is from past President Datuk Sri Abdul Hadi Awang.
Undi bergantung pada kematangan. Jangan undi 18 tahun saja, kita tak boleh mengaruh dengan barat. Dalam Islam kita disebut Sin Nur Rushdi, tahun kematangan. Kematangan boleh berlaku 16 tahun, 18 tahun, boleh berlaku 25 tahun. Ada orang 40 tak matang lagi pun ada. Jadi matangnya kita berpandu pada konsep demokrasi barat, pada umur, bukan kematangan. Dan sebab itu perlu dibuat pertimbangan kepada kematangan, bukan kepada umur saja. Yang penting kita mahu rakyat yang matang, memilih kerajaan yang matang.
So in there, of course, he was talking essentially about maturity being important, and that 18, or rather the understanding of maturity being attached to the age of 18 being sort of a Western standard. How would you respond?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting that Tuan Hadi mentioned about, like, you know, he wants to use kematangan or maturity as a way to measure, you know, someone's ability to vote. But the fact of the matter is we don't put people through exams when it comes to voting. We don't put people through IQ tests when it comes to voting. So it makes no sense that kematangan is being used as a yardstick to determine who are the voters, right? And he mentioned that this is also about something democracy barat. But this is not, you know, democracy in that sense is not defined as like an Eastern or Western concept, right? You see young people in age of 17 years old voting in Indonesia. You see youth uprisings in Myanmar, in Thailand. And, you know, no one questioned them whether they are mature enough to discuss national policies. And furthermore, I'd like to point out that, you know, PAS as a political party has never really spoken up about against child marriage. So it's very odd that PAS politicians, who are okay with young people getting married, having children and supporting their families, and yet suddenly they feel they're not mature enough to become voters. right? Voting is a fundamental human right granted to every citizen in our country. And, you know, there's no magical time from 18 to 21, you know, when you turn 21 that you suddenly have all the knowledge and understanding to become a voter. So I think, and it's very weird statement coming from him as well, considering he himself voted in support of the amendment 2 years ago. So I find it very contradictory and, you know, to a certain extent, even hypocritical for him to make that statement today.
I also want to address this. In the last few conversations that we've had about Undi 18, both with yourself as well as with others, there's been a push to separate the automatic voter registration and the lowering of the voting age, allowing people to just, you know, vote to register through the conventional way. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, sure. So I think that is an alternative that we are proposing SPR to explore, right? So when the voting age bill, right, the Undi 18 bill, as famously called, when it was amended 2 years ago, it came with three amendments, lowering the age to become a candidate, automatic voter registration, and also lowering the voting age. I think lowering the age to become a candidate has been gazetted and implemented. And apparently was that automatic voter registration must be implemented together. However, when you want to consider these two matters, right, we understand that automatic voter registration can be very technically difficult to do because there needs to be interagency cooperation between the Election Commission as well as the National Registry Department. This was something that Art Harun, when he was still EC chair, was something that he mentioned multiple times. And we take note of that. So we are pushing for saying that, you know, instead of combining both and making it very difficult for young people to vote, we could just amend the implement the part that lowers the voting age so that young people can go and register to vote, right? Because, you know, if COVID is the challenge to implement automatic voter registration, and, you know, maybe to some people that maybe to a certain extent that makes sense, but it shouldn't be too challenging to just amend the part, to implement the part that young people can go and vote, because then young people can go and register to vote by themselves, especially now that it's so easy that you can just do it online or just go to a nearby post office. So that is what we are suggesting SPR to do. However, I don't know if they've had any public consultations recently. So this is what we are trying to emphasize in our statements and in our conversations.
What do you make of the timeline that has been given for moving ahead?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting date as a deadline, because I feel like it's very arbitrary. And what is the specific idea behind September 2022 as a deadline, right? So 2 years ago, EC said they could get it done by July 2021. And today, with no rhyme or reason, they say that it will be done by September 2022. Because there is no deadline set by the executive when they gazetted the law, you know, I think the executives can take as much time as they want to implement this, and they would not be, I guess, in a way, I don't know, they wouldn't be breaking the law, so to say. I'm not really sure on that. However, I think the numbers are very interesting, right? Is that assuming that, you know, GE will only be held in 2023, or does that mean that GE will be held before that? And if so, if the GE is held this year, as many people are you know, discussing or speculating, then why September 2022? So I honestly I don't know what to make of the specific date that SPR chief has proposed, but I do wonder if it ties into, you know, the government's preparation into anything significant for our country.
From what I understand, Undi 18 is planning to take legal action moving forward. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. Yeah. So we've been working with some lawyers to launch a judicial review to challenge the government to implement Undi 18 first, because we believe that lowering the voting age is a constitutional right that shouldn't be taken away from the people. And we are open to hearing, you know, of course, with reasonable cause that automatic voter registration deadline can't be met, right? So we want to know two things: is that you know, the reason behind AVR isn't being implemented, and also another thing is to compel the government to amend the to implement the part where you lower the voting age first, so that we can get more and more young people registered to vote in time for elections, whenever they may be.
And for people listening who want to be able to lend support to the cause, what can we do at this point?
At this point, so we are trying to launch a crowdfunding campaign soon to support with the legal fees and the legal costs behind it. So this is something that the public wants to support. Please reach out to Undi 18 on social media. But in the meantime, we are trying to, you know, gather and document as many sentiments and concerns as possible when it comes to youth empowerment. So I think, you know, watching us out on social media would be a great way to start getting engaged with the content that we're putting out.
And Kira, we have just about a minute left. I wanted to ask, what message would you like to leave us with? You know, what takeaway would you like people to have?
I want people to keep talking about this and not just feel like, you know, this is something they need to give up on. I think the danger when it comes to youth disenfranchisement is that people, the voter apathy is increasing a lot more and people don't see the point in participating in democracy. And I sincerely believe that, you know, for this to happen, we need more young people speaking out. We need to showcase that young people are a significant chunk of the electoral roll and a significant contributor to the economy. It's, you know, it's very odd because the data and the numbers show this. However, it doesn't seem that our politicians, specifically in the executive, seems to understand this. So I want young people to go out, especially, and pressure our Prime Minister to ask them what is the reason he's holding back on lowering the voting age, because SPR, at the end of the day, reports to the Prime Minister's department.
Kira, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Kira Yusri, co-founder of Undi 18, talking about the delay that has been announced, the postponement of the timeline now to September next year. And we want to know what you think about that postponement and whether you have thoughts, suggestions, feedback on it. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be continuing the conversation by hearing from Muda's Syed Sadiq, but also checking in with Ira Azhari, manager of the Democracy and Governance Unit at IDEAS. So keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, Gladys Knight and Running Out. It is 6:39 on the dot, and you're listening to Inside Story with Lynn. Today, we are talking about the postponement in enacting Undi 18, the reasons given for this. For the postponement or the delay until after September 2022 is because of COVID-19 and the MCO and the EC saying that they need to look at systems development, conduct follow-up discussions with government agencies, political parties and NGOs. And there has been a push, which is something that we addressed earlier, to divorce automatic voter registration from the lowering of the voting age itself. So that's one possible avenue to explore. But we also want to look at what the political impact of this announcement is in general and what it could mean potentially for GE15. If you'd like to weigh in, that number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have a message here from Kamaru Nizam, who says, I think that Dato' Hari Awang is not opposing Undi 18. He's just against putting age and maturity together. What he wants is a matured society, not just because they're 18. It does show his age, though. Idealists are just so out of fashion in the current political climate. And I think I can see how the clip or the statement sounds that way. It is worth saying, however, that the statement that came from Hari Awang was made in direct connection to Undi 18 and the supporting of the postponement of it. So it might not be in opposition, but it's certainly in support of the postponement. I think also wanting a matured society, while we can all, I think, broadly agree with that, the issue there is deciding on who exactly is going to be the arbiter of that. I think that's a very tough call. You don't have to agree to tie it to age, but then what is the measure going to be? Keep those thoughts coming. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to talk about the political ramifications of this is Ira Azhari, manager of the Democracy and Governance Unit at IDEAS. Ira, it's good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we've seen a variety of reactions from politicians when it comes to this issue on both sides of the divide. Could you give us an overview of how this is being received politically?
Yeah, so it's quite interesting to see the different reactions, right? So I think the both the youth leaders in UMNO, Dato' Sri Ashraf YHD and also Shahril Hamdan, has come out quite strongly condemning the decision to postpone Undi 18. Of course, the opposition leaders from Pakatan Harapan, I think, have also come out strongly against it. But I think PAS has said, has said something like, oh, you know, we need more time to implement it. And I think from Armada, Senator Wan Ahmad Faisal previously, even before this happened, has said something like young people are not ready to vote. So I think it's quite clear that some of the parties that are aligned to the PN coalition are trying to justify this decision to delay on the 18th. But it's interesting to see the reaction from UMNO youth. And I think these different reactions are all probably reflective of what each party feels going into the elections. Look, at the end of the day, politicians are also individuals, so we probably shouldn't generalize it as their party position. But it's good to see that actually the youth leaders in UMNO are actually speaking up about this. So I think that's quite encouraging. I don't know whether they will actually make a difference or not. But I think it's quite interesting.
We also heard from Senior Minister Azmin Ali saying that since GE15 is only set for 2023, there should be more than enough time for the amendments to be made, something the EC has said as well. What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, the thing is, he says that elections are, of course, they're due in 2023. But, mm-hmm. It's quite clear that, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin has said that, once the pandemic gets better, he will call for elections. And, there's talk about elections almost every day. So, it seems quite likely that there will be elections within this year, which is why, groups have been pushing for Undi 18 to be implemented by July of this year. So, numerous meetings have been done between youth groups and also various ministers and the EC, and they keep saying that it can be done. So it is very strange that all of a sudden now they're saying that because of the pandemic, it needs to be postponed. We have to remember that the constitutional amendment was passed in 2019. So I would think that there's been more than enough time to do it actually by July. Yeah.
And when that amendment passed, it did so with bipartisan support in both Dewan Rakyat, Dewan Negara. And now that we are pretty much 2 years on, what do you think the issues are in enacting it? There's been a dragging of feet, and now we're hearing a direct postponement. Is this a lack of political will?
I think that it is a real missed opportunity to expand the franchise, expand democracy, get more young people involved in direct political action, right? And I think to me it sends a signal that there are powers that be in the current government who are not serious about giving young people the voice that is due to them. And there is clear, I think it shows fear in the government's part about millions of new young voters, and also voters who probably never voted before because of the AVR change as well. So I think there is signal that all this uncertainty in what young and new voters will bring into the elections is clearly showing, which I think is a shame, because this was an opportunity to really expand the democratic space, I think.
And how do you see this delay impacting the way that young voters, people who will eventually, whether or not you allow them to vote now or later, they will eventually register to vote, they will eventually enter the electoral roll. How will this impact the way young voters now view the parties in power?
I think that the Sheraton move last year has actually already eroded people's trust in political parties, political systems, and also in democracy itself. I have friends who say that, who's never voted, but say that, what's the point in me voting in elections, right? So trust is already at an all-time low, and I think this incident has just made that even worse. And young people are facing, so many different problems right now. Job opportunities are scarce. Fresh graduates are not being employed in the sector that they're supposed to. Wages remain very, very low. And now this, not expanding the electorate for 18-year-olds, I think this is just one after another, I think, you know, signals that young people don't matter and that the voices of young people, you know, can be delayed and can be ignored. So I don't think it is a good sign, and I really fear for this erosion of trust in our democracy. Yeah.
Ira, we have just about a minute left with you. With the planned legal action from Undi 18, the current backlash, do you see the situation changing? What might happen next?
Well, any legal action, you must remember that legal actions take a long, long time to succeed, even if they do. So I don't think any immediate impact will be visible, but I commend Undi 18 and other groups who are taking this step because it is a sign of resistance to this postmortem. Yeah.
Ira, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
That was Ira Azhari, manager of the Democracy and Governance Unit at IDEAS, talking to us about the political ramifications of this postponement to Undi 18. After this, we are going to be hearing a re-airing of an interview that the Morning Run team conducted with Syed Sadiq, co-founder and president of Muda. Keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Because freedom matters, BFM 89.9.
It is 6:49 and you're listening to Inside Story with Lynn. We're talking today about the postponement of Undi 18 to September 2022 or so. And we've been getting reactions earlier. We heard from Kira Yusri of Undi 18. And just before, we were speaking to Ira Azhari from IDEAS for the political ramifications. And now to close off, earlier today, the Morning Run team spoke with Syed Sadiq, co-founder and president of Muda, also, of course, MP for Moi. And he gave his reactions to the delay in the implementation of Undi 18. Here's the conversation.
Good morning, Sadiq. Thanks for joining us. Now, your Vice President, Lim Wei Jiat, has said that you will file a case in court against the government over the postponement. On what grounds are you challenging the EC?
I believe that the announcement which was made yesterday seeks to strip the constitutional right to vote among the youth from the age of 18 to 20 years old. And the fact that we were able to pass the constitutional amendment through bipartisanship, almost getting 100% support of all MPs, and what was pledged by EC then is that full implementation latest by July 2021. And it was asserted again December last year by the new government through Minister Taqiyuddin that it will be done according to time. However, the sudden announcement yesterday clearly indicates that there's a political ploy to steal and rob the constitutional right to vote among the Malaysian youth. And we need to challenge this. We will not accept this robbery, daylight robbery, of millions of youth's right to vote.
But then again, Sadiq, the EC has said that it was a challenging time last year with the disruptions from COVID-19. Shouldn't they be given a little bit more time to get this sorted out and do it the right way?
There are two things to point out there. Number one, even in December 2020 last year, when we were facing the pandemic, we had COVID as well. And it was also a challenging time. But then Minister Taqiyuddin said officially in Parliament that despite COVID, it will still be implemented according to the same timeline which we agreed in 2019, which is July 2021. So that's one. Two, if you notice, this sudden postponement didn't come out of nowhere. It came after Tan Sri Rais Yassin, a Supreme Council member of Bersatu, came out in public to say that young people are immature, they are too young. It came after the Deputy Minister of Youth and Sports, Wan Ahmad Faizal, came out to say that young people are not educated enough, that they should be politically educated before they're given the right to vote. And only a few weeks after that, the EC came out to back that statement by saying that, oh, we simply do not have enough time. And also, do not insult young people. I mean, the right to vote and the registration process has been ongoing for the past 2 years, 2 years plus, 2 years and a half. And it can be done online. Why can all government services out there still continue online? But suddenly, when it comes to registration, it's so difficult. The government can embark on a millions of vaccine campaigns. But when it comes to basic online registration and upkeeping of electoral roll, suddenly they're so incompetent. This is clearly a political ploy. I will not blame EC. I think the biggest blame should go to the Perikatan National Government for wanting to rob the rights to vote among the Malaysian youth.
Apart from taking legal action, how else will you engage with the Prime Minister, even senior politicians like Rais Yatim and other MPs to push for Undi 18?
And this is truly the most saddening part. It's not that I've not been engaging with them. From the time when I was in government, even when I'm in opposition, there have been continuous engagements with ministers of the Perikatan National Government. And they've given their heartfelt commitment that this will be carried out because it is their constitutional duty to do so. But then at the very last minute, this U-turn is truly disheartening. It clearly shows that there's a great fear in them on what the youth response would be. And the way to deal with the youth response is not by stealing or robbing the right to vote, but is to appeal to them, is to listen to their concerns. If they believe that the cost of living is increasing, help them. If they believe that university students are not well taken care of, help them. You know, you're not supposed to find the easy way out by robbing their right to vote instead of actually listening and fulfilling their demands. The Undi 18 was brought in so that all politicians across the political aisle will listen to the voices of young people more. And this act will clearly stop that from happening.
So, Sadiq, you bring up the bipartisan support for Undi 18 that time. I mean, it does look like a lot of that support was just for show, right? That politicians at this point, they did it because it looked good. But it doesn't look like there's a lot of bipartisan support to push it through right now and get it implemented.
I believe there is. We've seen many UMNO leaders speaking up in support of Undi 18, including YB Pekan, Najib Razak, and also Syahril Hamdan, Ketua Penerangan UMNO. And you see even leaders in GTS, some in PAS, speaking up. It's just that it's not enough to merely speak up. You are part of the government. And when you are part of government, you have a strong say in determining how the government is run. And if Undi 18 is not carried out, you are also liable and accountable for the lack of accountability of the Perikatan National Government because you hold up the Perikatan National Government. So moving forward, there will still be continuous engagement through bipartisanship. But I believe in this regards, the Prime Minister must take full accountability instead of just remaining silent. Speak up. Defend the right of young people to vote. Do not allow... I mean, you are the Prime Minister. You control the civil service, right? If we could implement Undi 18, you know, we got the bipartisanship through, why can't you do it now? And I just want to remind audience one thing, right? In reality, we could have implemented Undi 18 24 hours after the constitutional amendment was made in July 2019. But the reason why I didn't do so is because I respected the bipartisan demand of the which came from the opposition, where they said that they only want Undi 18 to come in with automatic voter registration, because effectively, Undi 18 can come in immediately after the new system which needs to be created is only for automatic voter registration. Because I'm a person of my word, and when I give my word, I will put that timeline, and that's where we extended the timeline to 2 years instead of implementing it directly after. So this clearly shows that even when an agreement is made, a sacred bipartisan agreement is made, they could just break it for the sake of political convenience. It is an insult to our federal constitution.
Sadiq, let's also turn our attention just to the wider political landscape for a bit. Muda is reportedly in talks to work with Dato' Sri Shafiq Abdal's party Warisan Sabah, but have yet to reach any kind of formal agreement. What could this cooperation look like?
I believe the vast majority of Malaysians do not want to hear about political manoeuvring today. They want us to focus on policies. They want us to focus on serving the people and the welfare of the people today. And that will be our focus in terms of who we will work for, when, how it will take place. I think that's all secondary. What is clear is that MUDA stands for multiracialism, moderation, centrism. We want a policy like politics, and that's how we're going to take ourselves forward. We will definitely be in the opposition coalition. We are talking to everyone. We are close to Harapan. We work very closely with them in terms of running campaigns. And we also talk to those in opposition like Warisan and the other parties. And that's how we want to move forward. We want to ensure that we come up with a united opposition bloc which is based on the politics of service and policy, which is based on multiracialism, to move Asia forward.
Can I just clarify, when you say you will work with the opposition, meaning you will rule out any possibility of working with Perikatan Nasional?
Of course, especially when we just said that Perikatan Nasional is robbing the right to vote of millions of Malaysians. I mean, that's just intolerable. It's daylight robbery.
But very quickly, Sadiq, I mean, if MUDA is not registered as a party before GE15, effectively, what are your options?
That's why, as I mentioned, we will work with everyone in the opposition coalition, and there are many other strategies which can move forward. But as I mentioned, I believe Malaysians do not want to hear what these strategies are. We will negotiate behind closed doors. But the focus today, really, like what happened yesterday, is to look at policy to ensure that we pressure the government, to come together with civil society to ensure that the rights of the people and the wealth of the people are well taken care of. Muda must be the suara rakyat of the people, which stands for multiracialism and moderation in moving Malaysia forward.
That was Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman, co-founder and president of Muda, as well as MP for MUA, speaking with the Morning Run team this morning and giving his reaction, really, to this news that we've been discussing this hour for Inside Story, which is the postponement of Undi 18 to some, like, it's kind of a rough timeline, but we're looking at something like September 2022. And we've been asking you for your thoughts. We have loads of messages, actually. But for this side, because we do have to stop for the 7 o'clock news soon, I just wanted to read this from Mira, who says, here are my thoughts. It's funny how the older parties want to talk about maturity when they're not even mature enough to embrace new changes and challenges. If you have thoughts that you'd like to share, again, those numbers, 7733-2900 to call. WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. You've been listening to Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.